From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. London attacker identified.
Mr. Speaker, we know the threat from Islamist terrorism is very real. But while the public should remain utterly vigilant, they should not and will not be cowed by this threat.
British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking today before the British Parliament in the wake of the terrorist action that took three innocent lives.
If his intention was to gain access to this building, we should be clear that he did not succeed. The police heroically did their job.
She went on to say it is the British citizens who go about their normal lives who are the true heroes emerging from yesterday's tragedy.
It is in these actions, millions of acts of normality, that we find the best response to terrorism. A response that denies our enemies their victory, that refuses to let them win, that shows we will never give in.
London police have identified the person who carried out Wednesday's attack near the British Parliament as Khalid Massoud. The 52-year-old British-born Massoud was known to the police for a number of previous convictions for assaults, including possession of offensive weapons. He was last convicted in 2003 for possession of a knife, a religious convert. Massoud had been an English teacher, and he was a fanatical bodybuilder. He's older than recent Islamist attackers in European cities. Massoud had not, however, been convicted for any terrorism offenses. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, which killed three people. A statement posted on IS's news agency said the attacker was a soldier of Islamic State, but IS did not indicate that it assisted in the planning or execution of the attack, saying the man had responded to the terror group's call to attack civilians. This is VOA News. An American tourist, Kurt Cochran from Utah, has been identified among those killed in yesterday's London attack. Cochran succumbed to his injuries in the hospital, his wife was also badly injured in the attack. Former Russian lawmaker Denis Voronyenkov was shot dead in Kyiv on Thursday in a likely contract killing ordered by Russia, that according to Ukrainian police. Voronyenkov fled to Ukraine last year fearing for his safety and testified in a treason case against Ukraine's pro-Russia former president Viktor Yanukovych. Ukraine's general prosecutor said Voronyenkov's testimony in the case likely led to his death. Police said he was standing outside of a hotel in central Kyiv when the assailant shot and killed him. Voronyenkov's bodyguard was also wounded, but returned fire and hit the gunman. Those two men are now in a hospital. Both are still alive. Police in Israel say they've arrested a 19-year-old Jewish Israeli man suspected of calling in a string of bomb threats to Jewish community centers across the United States. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said the suspect is the guy who was behind the JCC threats, referring to the dozens of bomb threats called into Jewish centers in recent weeks. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the arrest followed a large-scale investigation spanning multiple continents and cooperation between international law enforcement agencies. Rosenfeld did not provide a motive for the suspect's alleged bomb threats, but he said he also made threats in New Zealand as well as in Australia. As Syrian talks are set to resume in Geneva on Thursday, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its support by airdropping local ground forces near the IS-held town of Tabqa. Now, that's in northern Syria. Stephen Zunis, a University of San Francisco analyst, said that this is a departure from the previous role of train and advise.
Now, not only do we have combat-ready forces that are much closer to the actual conflict, you're having just this kind of support of inserting troops in ISIS-held territory and other actions, which definitely seem to indicate that the United States is upping its direct participation in the conflict.
Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said coalition airstrikes killed and wounded dozens of civilians in the area this week. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Wednesday the safety of Westerners could be in peril. Now, he didn't elaborate, but added that his country cannot be pushed and shoved and ministers ousted. European officials have denied Turkish officials' participation in rallies for a Turkish referendum granting Mr. Erdogan sweeping new powers. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.